And so now taking a bit of time to ground in the body, in the breathing, some nice full breaths to settle into the breathing, to an embodied presence. Giving ourselves a little soothing or supportive touch. Remembering the touch as a gesture to turn up for ourselves in a kind and mindful way. And just taking a few moments to settle into body breathing, using soothing touch as much as you like throughout the practice. Opening into the nurturing and soothing effects of the breathing, and gently bringing attention back as it wanders. And now we're going to take a little journey back in time, using our imaginations, all of our senses to help us with this remembering. And yet as we go through body and breathing, stabilizing our awareness and our kindfulness. So thinking back in time, before you did not just Compassionate Living Grad, but perhaps before you did compassionate living or mindful self-compassion training, or even farther back, before you even did any mindfulness training, remembering perhaps the pain and the stress of those times briefly, touching them lightly. And noticing as you remember, how kind was I to myself back then? You might even ascribe a number or a letter score to it, or you just might remember a few details about how you treated yourself, including attempts to be kind, perhaps some of them misguided. Asking too, how did I do in terms of putting my self-care ahead of my to-do list? Was it to-do list first and then taking care of me? Was there ever a thought of self-care, perhaps? Maybe not. There might have been an urge. What practices of self-care did I engage in? Again, you might give a number or letter score to it, as well as those remembrances. And when I think back to those times, how much did I live from my best values, from values that truly nourish me, the values of life that I really care about, that we've talked about and explored here, like living from peace and love and kindness. Was there even any thought about them, let alone action? And again, you might remember certain practices you did do that were very much expressions of these nurturing, loving values. And again, you might even give a number or a letter score to it. And lastly, let's ask ourselves, how much did I appreciate myself? How much did I like myself back then? Did I appreciate that I was a living being like others, trying to survive and do the best I could with certain talents and limitations? Again, possibly a letter or a number score to it. Was self-appreciation even on the table? I will give you more time for more writing, but I'm going to give you 1 minute right now to go down the first column for these four items before the Compassionate Living Workshop. And make a note in a word or two for each item. If you do have number or letter scores, you can jot those down for each. But it's just 1 minute, and then we'll do more writing in a moment, after we're all done. So you're working with the worksheet, My Journey of Self-Compassion. And if you don't have the worksheet that I sent yesterday, the four items were kind to myself, self-care ahead of to-do list, living from nurturing values, and appreciating myself. They're there in the chat box. Take a half a minute more for that. Then knowing you'll get more time to do some more writing in a few moments, let's come back to our postures, nicely grounded, feeling body sitting, feeling body being breathed, allowing for some nice full breaths, feeling into that groundedness with each out-breath. Letting the breathing settle and be just as it is. And giving ourselves soothing touch, supportive touch. Again, as a resolve to open to ourselves with loving, mindful awareness, friendliness. And so, now, at the end of Compassionate Living Grad, or almost at the end, appreciating the journey we have traveled, being wary of the self-critic who will say, it's not enough, you haven't gone far enough. And trust your compassionate friend here and what your compassionate friend would have to say. So checking in with ourselves. In general, what's different in terms of how I am with myself? Overall, what's the picture? Is there perhaps a little more awareness, a little more pausing, a little more being kind to self and others? Just little bits. And asking ourselves, how am I doing with being kind to myself? Where would I gauge that? Possibly a letter or a number score. And also remembering perhaps particular moments in the past few weeks where you were kind to yourself, possibly in ways you never were before, or maybe reinforcements of ways you have been in the past. Development of that habit. And then asking ourselves, how am I doing with respect to self-care ahead of the to-do list? Is there perhaps a little more emphasis on the self-care before getting the day's tasks done, even if it's a brand new possibility for you? To acknowledge it. Again, letter or number score if that helps you. Remembering times when you put self-care ahead of to-do list. Or times when you didn't, and yet there was the awareness. The awareness was there. Of the need. And appreciating that. And coming to living from nurturing values. How's that going at this point? Is there a little more awareness, a little more intention, even if there isn't the action? Appreciating that. Number or letter score again here, if you like. And lastly, what's happening with appreciating myself? Number, letter, score. Is self-appreciation actually on the radar now? It may not be. It's okay. Now the seed's planted. Aware of perhaps some of your strengths, opening to them. Aware of how some of these strengths are connected to other people, teachers, parents, friends, siblings, family. Appreciating ourselves. And part of appreciation is appreciating where we struggle, that we actually acknowledge that with kindness and care. Just as we would with another. And so then, pausing with all of this and feeling body sitting and breathing, and in the next 5 minutes, to make notes about this practice and include, as you do so, what do you need? That's the third column. So as you do this writing, you'll be aware of what you need to emphasize in the future, whether it be specific practices or activities, formal, informal. What do I need? Feeling breath. Feeling body 3 times to finish.